This is 103.3 FM KWBU. Should private ownership of a great work of art ever be a completely private matter? Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
Banksy, the elusive British street artist whose piece Hate Street Rat is here in Waco for just a few more days, is making headlines elsewhere in the art world. Earlier this month at Sotheby's in London, one of his paintings that had just sold for $1.4 million was automatically cut into pieces by a paper shredder the artist had hidden inside its frame. Once the initial shock wore off, people started wondering if it's worth even more now than it was before. Speaking of shredding paintings, do you like Rembrandt? How about Picasso? Pick a favorite, and here's a question. Should I be able to buy a classic work of art by your artist and then destroy it just because I own it? If I had the money, would it be okay for me to purchase some great work by, say, Claude Monet and cut it into pieces? The question speaks to the communal nature of what we consider to be great art. Works of art make up a cultural legacy that transcends time and, one hopes, temporary ownership. Even lesser works of art still attain a cultural standing that sets them apart from the rest of the objects in our materialistic world. Capitalism and art don't always fit together very well, in part because the former encourages us to put a monetary price on everything as the only way we can think about value. With things like cars and TVs, this isn't much of a problem. But when it starts to happen with art, it erodes our ability to think about it in more substantive ways. If I learned that the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. sold Vermeer's Woman Holding a Balance, one of my favorite paintings, to someone who then set it on fire, I would truly feel like we'd all lost something. Lots of people, I think, would say that about Van Gogh's Starry Night or any number of other pieces, whether they saw them on a regular basis or not. Legal scholar Joseph Sachs wrote that the destruction of a major work of art is felt as a loss to the community because it undermines the pursuit of a common agenda. Anyone who turns on the news these days knows that a common agenda can be pretty elusive. The arts, however, can be part of finding one, and so have a value to far more people than just temporary owners and patrons. A performing arts center has a value beyond the bricks and mortar and land, just like the Mona Lisa has value beyond the price of the wood on which it's painted. Sometimes talk of communal ownership rubs us the wrong way. But the arts are something in which everyone has a viable interest and, in a way, ownership. And by the way in which we interact with them, the arts have the ability to tell us something fundamental about ourselves and our community.
David and Art is a production of KWBU. You can find this and past segments online at kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.